This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What do you say, kids? Time to play in the dirt for a couple of hours here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's dive in. Let's go into the dirt, everybody, and get your hands dirty and pull a carrot out of the garden. I did that today. Those of you who saw, I did a Facebook Live thing. It's a big thing for me because I didn't have any of my camera people. My son, who's the most reliable of the camera people. My daughter, who just chases cats and squirrels around, and I have to wave her back to me. Hey, I'm over here. And my wife, who's like, please don't make me do this. Please don't make me do this. So today I hooked it up to a mini tripod, took it out to the garden, kind of set it up. I had to bend over sideways and talk about the joys of gardening and pulling out a carrot, another sweet, loving carrot that I had in my salad this evening. So there we are, starting the Outside the Box segments with Ty Bollinger in the second hour. And I'm going to see if it's gotten warm enough up there in northern Tennessee for him to break ground on his garden. Because I heard it's been a cold winter up there in the Midwest / South. So I am curious to find out how his garden is growing. Because I don't want to brag, because geographically where I'm located, I did get a big head start. And I got strawberries galore, right, coming through every day. And I just found today one of the occasionally there'll be a hole in the strawberry. And I can't find, like, what's doing this before I get to it. And it's not massive, because most of the strawberries are coming out pristine. But occasionally, and today I caught something in the act, and it was a roly-poly, Super Don. You know those little roly-polies?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I remember those when I was a little kid. They were always fun because you pick them up and they turn into a little ball.
Yes, right. And so we've learned about them that they actually, eat the heavy metals out of the soil. So they're good critters. I didn't know. I guess it already filled up on everything, and now it was eating one of my strawberries. So I just, I shooed it away, and back into the yard it went. And then I cut around it and ate the strawberry anyway. So there you go. That's my first of many stories today related to playing in the dirt. Hey, boys and girls, we've got a serious, serious vaccine update coming up soon. And it got me, this is where you should thank me for saving you the trouble and headache of going through a scientific paper making claims that are not substantiated, and I'll explain.
Little did I know I was going to cause you so much frustration today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it really wasn't your fault. You just found this thing and thought it'd be a good thing, and I started reading it, and I was like immediately mad. I was like, no, what are they doing? What are they saying? Anyway, I'm gonna save that. I want to start with a wee bit of sanity first, because I think, to open the show with me cussing would not be a good start to the show. So let's bring on some John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
All right, great way to start the Robert Scott Bell Show. Actually, a gardening update. I saw this. Did I see this or did you see this? I can't. Sometimes you'll send, most of the time you'll find things and send to me. And I feel like I might have found this one. And it just drew me in immediately. And it's really great news. How often have I been saying over the past few years that
if our kids don't know where their food comes from, they're going to grow up believing like I did. It comes from the grocer's freezer. It comes from now super duper markets like Walmart. And it's not a good thing for kids to grow up believing that. It's just amazing when you realize how much effort goes into growing. And in fact, if you got a little garden, it's actually not a lot. It's more in the prep stage. After a while, it gets into an automatic pilot scenario where you're just covering, make sure they got enough water, you know, the basics, right? But still, there's effort. You watch it. You can take a little bit of pride in it. You can feel good. You dig it out and you're like, wow, I grew this, right? I mean, of course, it grew. You didn't have to do a whole lot after a while. If you plant it, it's growing, you take care of it. There's the word is out, is what I'm so excited I can hardly speak, Super Don. In Orlando, of all places, there's a place where they call a food desert west of the city, where there's some socioeconomically challenged folks, and they call it a food desert. There's no food growing out there. And, you know, I don't know how far it is to the nearest Walmart or wherever, you know, you have to go out to buy food. And so there are partnerships arising, people actually getting word of how important this is and starting programs to bring gardens into food deserts. We've talked about urban gardening, farming in the cities, even rooftop gardening. We've talked also permaculture, all of these things. And if I knew I was staying in this place, I would really permaculture the heck out of it. But for now, I'm doing the best that I can to grow as much as I can. But there's really good news, and I wanted to share it, and I wanted to say I would encourage you, whether you engage in government grants or not, fine if you do, okay? It's at least it's money that's, I believe, well spent, although I believe it's improper that government has stolen it from somebody else to do this, because there's enough people now that I think are coming together and realizing how important this is, that schools could do it, that I would say churches could do it, synagogues. I mean, come on, Jewish people, my heritage, grow some gardens at the temple, okay? Let's do some good work. And so when we have church or synagogue picnics, we can actually dig from our garden and, you know, serve it up at the picnics. How awesome would that be? So we've got some audio clips on this. They're actually reporting on it in a mainstream newspaper, and it's all positive. That's good news.
We are here at the Cayley Square Community Center in Holden Heights, and this area is considered a food desert. So in partnership with USDA and the City of Orlando and the Haddock Foundation, we are able to start an initiative here where we will be putting in gardens pretty much everywhere you see. There will be food just growing out of the ground. It'll be really awesome.
Food just growing out of the ground. Wow. It just makes me smile. Now, what's bizarre is that they mentioned the USDA. It's a little concerning, but I'm going to let it slide because I don't want to ruin a great story by saying, oh my gosh, I'm fundamentally opposed to government intervention or involvement here. I will take however it's going to happen at this point, that somebody's going to have an initiative, however they're going to get it done and get it started, because eventually it will supersede a collapse of any government or any entity that's relying on Federal Reserve notes for survival. And at that point, again, growing your food, guess what? That's like printing your own money. It's like printing your own money, but food coming from the ground. How amazing is that? And these kids that they're teaching at this point, pre-K, I think, age 3 to 5. And I'm telling you, this was me. I never knew this. I never had this opportunity, so I thought food came from the grocery store. I kid you not.
This is our bi-monthly garden component. So they come out to the garden, they plant seeds, and what we really try and do is combine what they're learning in the classroom. Obviously, this is a pre-K program, so ages 3 to 5. So anything from counting to asking questions, just kind of getting that social orientation to a classroom setting and to learning. Just, you know, letting kids know from a very early age that food doesn't come from Publix, it doesn't come from Walmart, it doesn't grow inside of a superstore, but it's grown from the ground. Is a really powerful connection to make early on, and the kids, from what I've heard from the parents, go home and talk about this ceaselessly.
Listen, survivability in the future, if the trucks stop rolling ever, like Liam Sheff used to talk about, you know, the oil alarm, peak oil, if gas becomes so expensive that they're just not rolling trucks like they used to, you go to where you expect the food to be, a Walmart, a Publix, a Kroger, wherever you go, name it, Albertsons. What's your big grocery chain out west, Pacific Northwest there, Super Don?
Oh, heck. You've got Safeway. You got
Safeway,
Kroger, Fred Meyer.
Yeah, Kroger. Oh, Fred Meyer.
But you know
Fred
what? Kroger. Here's the thing. Walmart is like taking over a lot of that. You
That's
know,
true.
Because
yeah,
now that they've gone into the grocery thing, so
they've become mad. But think about this. It's unimaginable. It's unfathomable. I know. But look, there are disasters that occur, whether it be hurricanes, floods, earthquakes. That temporarily the things aren't rolling in. The trucks aren't rolling in. Then the people have to wait for what? Disaster relief. We saw Hurricane Katrina was the worst example of that in terms of waiting for Godot, the government, to come save you. And people are so ill prepared for this. If this were to ever happen, now even if it doesn't happen, the joy that I get from growing food. The joy that a 3 to 5 year old will get to go, oh, wow, I dug it, I planted the seed, and look at it, it's growing, and then you can end up harvesting it. It's transformative. A lifetime of transformation where you don't say, food just magically appears in the Walmart. And I can't tell you how important this is, folks. Get engaged, whether it's an official thing like this where you've got partnerships, and the partnerships go pretty weird to places where they're a bit concerning, but I don't want to say rain on the parade. I'd rain on your garden because that's a good thing. Rain on the parade, they don't like you to do that. But there are some unusual bedfellows here. Let's hear it.
We have a partnership with the University of Florida and Playground City and, of course, the City of Orlando to put in a shipping container gardening project right across the street. And the Haddock Foundation will also be renovating that home right there into a women's wellness center. So this corner of Holden Heights will be completely transformed. But on top of also trying to raise more funding for more gardens, we've already put in 3 gardens in the heart of Paramore as well. And so this just started since July of 2017, so we're really hitting the ground running, and it's really exciting because all these partners are coming together to make this happen. So we're very excited.
In the midst of a lot of negative stories, people getting drowned in politics, as always, and things, to have a story like this that's really happening in a city like Orlando or wherever else this can happen. We talked about it in Detroit, at Los Angeles, that there's a movement afoot. We're not alone in this. And you all that listen to this show, I know you are anxiously awaiting breaking ground in your guard because you're listening up north, whether you're in Canada or elsewhere. University of Florida, a little bit suspect because they do a lot of GMO research, genetically engineered research, but at the same time, not every segment of the University of Florida does that. So there's good within these segments, that there's some bad. We're highlighting and spotlighting the good right now here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because I have to juxtapose that with the bad, injecting toxic poisons into children, antigens included. But somebody trying to claim that there's no harm to the immune system when you do that. The more antigens, the better. It doesn't matter. I'm going to parse the scientific study for you when we come back from this break. Very important stuff, because they're lying to you in the mainstream media.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the 3 wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, 2 of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a 3rd spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
From happy gardening stories, which I encourage everybody to don't wait for somebody else to do it. Find out how you can do it. Set up, get into your kids' school if your kids go to school. Or if you have a homeschool group, make sure everybody, and I think a lot of homeschool groups already do garden. This is me delaying the next story. I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about gardening for the next few hours.
Well, this is a short segment, so you can't delay for very long.
I can't belabor it. Okay, so let's make them hurt. Let's make them bleed. Who am I talking about? The pro-vaccine fanatics that claim the mantle of science.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
All right, so I should have known from the headline, but, for me, I just went right to the egghead thing. The headline reads, "Vaccines don't overload babies' immune systems." Study finds. This is at NBC. NBC News. Again, fake news central when it comes to vaccines. Anybody in the mainstream media, especially if they're left of center, pro-vaccine to a religious fault, a cult-like devotion. Subheadline, kids who get more vaccines don't get sick more often than kids who get fewer. There's your clue. Now, I jumped right past the subheadline because when I saw that first, vaccines don't overload babies, it's like, are you kidding me? This is obviously a junk science revelation to make that claim. And so they're actually acknowledging in this article, my gosh, some people are claiming that you get too many vaccines, they shouldn't get them all, should space them out. But there's no science to support that. No science to support that. But a new study published Tuesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association says it looks carefully, not just at the number of vaccines, but the number of antigens, the molecules that actually stimulate immune response. Okay? So this focus we know is going to be on antigens. How many antigens are we introducing in these children? Now, they're intimating that the more antigens you have, there's no big deal. It's not going to harm your immune system. You're not going to be more vulnerable to any and all infections, even the ones you're not being injected for. Okay? Got that? I don't know if I'm being at all clear here because it's a very convoluted story. So I go to basically the claim is this. We tested the number of antigens that are being injected in these children, and sure, yes, it's more than it used to, but it's not harming because we've tested against the kids who have less antigens introduced, and not really a statistically significant difference in terms of their vulnerability or manifestation of other infectious diseases. Okay, so I'm parsing this out because my wrong assumption, of course, is that there is a true, let's say, placebo-controlled study here. That there's a control group that actually wasn't injected with antigens at all, so they'd have a viable way to test this. But folks, remember how they tested for safety of, I believe it was the Gardasil shot. They tested the safety by testing the Gardasil vaccine and then a vaccine that wasn't a vaccine but still contained the adjuvant, aluminum. And then they said, see, it's statistically insignificant, the difference between these two. There really isn't a danger from the Gardasil shot. So you're not dealing with a true placebo in this case. The control group is not placebo. So as I'm digging and looking at all of the language they're using, I mean, they are trying to convolute and confuse you. I mean, you should see the stuff that they're throwing at you. And it's like, no wonder I had a headache reading this thing. Cumulative antigen exposure, complex chronic conditions, reverse engineering UFOs. I mean, it's getting into that realm. But they basically say non-vaccine targeted infections, including upper and lower respiratory infections and GI infections from 24 to 47 months associated with the, it's just going, they have to use conditional logical regression here. I'm not kidding. It's like past life regressions going on in this. But what it ended up being is that through the first 23 months, the estimated mean SD cumulative vaccine antigen exposure was 240.6 for cases and 242.9 for controls. I know, you're going, what? All I'm saying here is that this cluster F of a scientific study claiming that vaccines do not harm your immune system, do not overload your immune system, they were testing fully vaccinated groups of children against almost fully vaccinated groups of children. Just a couple of few itty-bitty little antigens fewer in the control group. But fully vaccinated other than that, and we found that, hey, there was no extra incidence in the ones that had a few more antigens than the ones that had loads of antigens, more than they had in the 1980s. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you dig it? They have made junk science extraordinaire here with the claim in NBC News and the mainstream media that vaccines now suddenly are proven not to dampen immunity in response or in effect preventing other infections or allowing other infections that you're not being vaccinated for. I'll talk more about this on the break for those of you watching on YouTube, but it is a stunning, stunning, glaring example of junk science.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, vaccines, the great deception of allopathic reductionist germ theory, Louis Pasteur scam medicine. You want to suppress the expression of what you call a disease? At what cost? You're not willing to even look at that cost? I don't have a lot in common with vaccinators anymore. And I was vaccinated. I was raised in a pharmaceutical family, medical family. You want to vaccinate your kids? Fine. That's up to you. But don't start violating parental rights. The rights to protect our children the way we perceive, believe to be superior to your synthetic toxic injections. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And, of course, addressing immune system. Did you know your brain has an immune system? Super Don, you were surprised about this earlier today.
That actually is the most interesting part of the article for me. Well, because
but why?
Kind of, what?
Why would that be a surprise? Well, what do you think that well, God said, you know, we're going to give you an immune system, but we're not going to give your brain one?
Right.
Oh, wait, did I mention God?
I don't
That's
know.
Not very scientific.
How,
I'm sorry.
How often do you hear somebody talking about the immune system of the brain? It's just not something that's talked about.
Well, I guess that's perhaps the unusual part, that it's very specifically mentioned in this next article. This is off of MedicalExpress.com. The brain's immune system may be key to new Alzheimer's treatments. Now, you know, what they ignore, of course, in a study like this, and I'll just get that out of the way first, is causation. You know, it really isn't going to cause when they say, here, we've identified immune responses in the brain associated with amyloid, beta-amyloid plaque, you know, development, right? That there would be cells that seemingly would respond in such cases to try and neutralize or reduce or even reverse that. That shouldn't be a surprise. Of course, we look to say, hey, could there be mineral deficiencies at work here? Could there be an overburden of environmental toxicity, particularly the heavy metals that we know can be measurably bioaccumulating in the brain and nervous system? If you look at Dr. Chris Exley at Exeter Leeds, where is he in England? Did a recent study where he's been examining aluminum toxicity for many years as it relates to Alzheimer's. Recently also got a hold of children who had passed away who also had autism and looked at aluminum content specifically in their brains, and it was off the charts everywhere, not just in certain areas like dark matter, in certain neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, etc. But let's put our perspective on causative agents, including toxicity and deficiency. Sanford Burnham Previs Medical Research Institute, they published two new studies in Neuron, the journal, describing how TREM2, T-R-E-M-2, a receptor found on immune cells in the brain, interact with toxic amyloid beta proteins to restore neurological function. Now, that shouldn't be a surprise that we have something that would try or attempt to protect the brain. I guess maybe what's interesting is that we haven't seen a lot of news reports make it out about this very specific thing. But there's probably more and more interest in neurological degradation diseases because there's more and more incidence of it. And neurodegenerative diseases are happening at younger ages as well. That's another aspect of this. I would argue one of the biggest, let's say, adjunct creators, if you will, to neurological degradation happen to be a class of drugs known as statins, because they reduce cholesterol, which the brain is made up of a lot of fat and cholesterol. And you also have the damage to the liver. The liver's primary purpose is to detoxify metabolic waste, but also it's going to have to find a way to deal with other wastes that are brought in because we're not eating food that's food anymore in the same sense. Oh, sure, it's got calories. Oh, sure, it may have some things in there, but they also add in a lot of other garbage that you don't need. Additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plasticizers, other heavy metals, etc. Are they accumulating in the brains of these people? Yeah, we know that a lot of it is. We know that the heavy metals are there. So the paper identifies how amyloid beta binds to TREM2, which activates neural immune cells called microglia, which we've talked about, interestingly enough, in context with what? Cannabidiol. CBD interaction with microglia, glial cells. Fascinating. So we begin to understand a picture here of another aspect of the mosaic coming together. How do cannabinoids impact, specifically CBD, because that's what we've got some more research on, impact on brain neurological integrity? And they've called CBD a neuroprotector and a neuroregenerator, neuroregenerative impact. And so we're learning about different aspects from different angles. Like some of these researchers, they're not into doing CBD science. They're doing now looking at these immune cells, saying, wow, this is interesting. But of course, their next phase, because they've probably been heavily funded through government research grants or through pharmaceutical companies, they're wanting a return on their investment. So their next phase will be, hey, how do we develop a drug that can make more of this TREM2 available to the body, right? And they might find that CBD has a place to play here, because we talk about the glial cells, the microglia. Will they then argue that the synthetic or clone form as a drug now approved by the Fear and Death Administration is the only form allowed to one day treat this? because we've seen the penchant for the Fear of Death Administration to align itself with a pharmaceutical industrial complex, multinational, no allegiance to any nation or state, just their bottom line. Again, this is not a guy who's against you making a buck, but doing it in a monopoly, doing it with, you know, government funds stolen from people who would say, you know what, I'd rather have my money used in a different direction. That becomes a little bit untoward, in my opinion. So we're coming on to some real cool things, right? I dig this scientific paper. It's kind of cool. It's just that the end stage is like, hey, how are we going to develop? What can we develop? Can we find a drug? Can we synthesize something from the natural world, isolate it, patent it, and then sell it for big money? And, of course, unintended consequences being that there's no consideration for what's known as the entourage effect. And no, that's not the HBO show. But the entourage effect is that there are all kinds of substances working in concert together to achieve that end result, that end goal. Why cannabinoids in total, or the plant in total, has a better impact versus something like Marinol, a synthetic form of marijuana that comes with horrendous side effects that don't exist in the actual plant unless you took it to ungodly amounts, right, to create toxicity, even in a plant that is fairly benign and non-toxic, relatively speaking. So, anyway, interesting article. I'm not going to knock the article like I got upset with the previous article because of the way it's being presented. There's nothing wrong with how they're presenting it, except that their conclusion is, hey, how do we get a drug to do this? As opposed to, let's look at how nutritionally we stimulate better immune response in the brain. Or what are the things that are triggering inflammation and the plaque formation in the brain? Can we reduce exposure to those things without having to rely on a synthetic drug that's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars to figure it out, and then through patent protection, billions of dollars of research, exclusivity beyond the research, market exclusivity, to sell it and to wipe out any competition to that drug from the natural world, much less any other innovations in the drug industry. That's the problem. Freedom is suppressed in what we have in our current allopathic medical monopoly system. Freedom within the drug industry, freedom outside of it. I am for all of it. Yeah, you want your drugs? I don't have a problem. Just don't steal the money from the people who don't want to participate in that game. Now, let's see. What else do we have, Super D? Is there anything else on immune cells we need to cover, or can we jump to a semi-connected area of discussion?
Let's jump. Okay, ready to jump?
I'm ready to jump. Ready to dance?
All right. Here we go.
Prostitute on the left-hand side. Prostitute on the left-hand side. It's not for fun.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Okay, another study in the neurology field. Cannabidiol is effective add-on for treatment-resistant epilepsy. This is not new news. These are things that have been covered in the news media. I think Sanjay Gupta on CNN's been covering things like this for a while. They said, for pediatric onset treatment-resistant epilepsy, cannabinoids are effective as an adjunctive treatment for reducing seizure frequency by 50% or more. This is according to a review published online March 6th in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry. This is great. Except I will point this out. Much like the antibiotics that have run their course and are completely met with resistant microbes, resistant bacteria, and they scramble to say, hey, can we produce stronger ones? No, not yet. Oh, the stronger ones are so strong they're killing the patients. We can't do that. Hey, you know what? I heard that silver is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, antibacterial. I wonder if we sew that in to our antibiotic. Let's engineer nanoparticles of silver into our antibiotic, and then they throw it back out into the world, and they say, wow, look at that. Our antibiotic, it didn't work anymore, and now suddenly it works. And then they would argue, just as this is doing, that it's a great add-on to their wonderful antibiotic. That failed. That doesn't work. We'll throw the silver in it, and look, lo and behold, it works again. Which begs the question, what if you remove the antibiotic completely and only use the silver? Would it work then? Indeed it does. Same question I have here on this epilepsy. Many parents have abandoned the medical drug treatment for epilepsy and not just used it as an add-on, because the toxicity associated with those drugs is so brutal, so vicious, that the moms and dads said, we got to move on from this. And then they used cannabidiol. And lo and behold, just as they report here, seizure frequency reduced by 50% all the way up to 100%. But that is obviously not promoting still a drug-intensive or drug-basis therapy moving forward. And suddenly we can abandon the drug? No, we can't do that. We live in a country that is supposed to not be a theocracy. But the United States of America, in violation of the First Amendment, which says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, has adopted a national religion, a state religion, and that is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, modern medicine. And that is what this is promoting, folks. It's getting halfway there. It's acknowledging that CBD plays a role, but my gosh, we can't come out and say, well, it works even without the drugs, so we call it an add-on therapy. Let's add it into the therapy. Let's add the silver into the antibiotic, and lo and behold, it works again. They're not willing to go all the way because they're still holding on to their hokey religion. The Jedi religion is actually more substantiated than their hokey religion of holding on to failed medicines, drugs that don't work, drugs that barely mask symptoms, but ultimately create 10, 15, 20 other symptoms that are then managed by other drugs. It's a Machiavellian approach to medicine. Very successful, very profitable. But we don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You got the rest of the mainstream media that'll play that game all over you. All the time, 24/7. Your respite from that level of allopathic, iatrogenic insanity. The respite right here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and of course, simulcast on YouTube. Back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Okay, I heard it. The bumper music plays. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yay! Go to robertscottbell.com. It's official. Official. Speaking of official, official stories, Kelby's in the YouTube chat room. Says, received my copy of official stories in the mail today. Opened it up to find that it is a signed copy. Thought that was cool and wanted to share that with you. Thank you, Kelby. It's 11 months now since our good buddy Liam Sheff passed from this physical place. A tear comes to my eye.
You can still get signed copies? That's cool.
He signed a bunch before he was leaving. Yeah.
How cool is that?
So, yeah, you want to honor Liam Sheff? Read that. Hey, be rational. Why don't you read that? You probably have and don't like it, but... the thing is, the skeptics will you know, blow a gasket by reading Liam Sheff's writing. It's just like, it's too rational for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to go there, but I did. Anyway, it's okay. Everybody's welcome here. You really are. As long as you're nice. We'll be nice to one another. Speaking of Liam Sheff, I was out, every time I'm out in the garden, I think about him because the, you know, the raised beds, he helped me start the building on that when we moved into this place a few years back. And, you know, a lot of, the passion I have for it was rekindled, if you will, the gardening aspect, which, I'm so thrilled that a lot of people are catching on and doing that. So yeah, get your copy of official stories as well. Otherwise, you might fall prey to, the next pill that will combat the latest ill. What is that? Apparently, somebody's trying to figure out a way to categorize not exercising as a disease. I'm not kidding. You don't exercise? There's got to be a way we can say that's a disease. We'll get it put into the DSM or something, right? It might be a psychiatric disorder. And then we can come out with a pill. A pill that would be the game changer. You can't exercise? Take this pill. It replaces exercise. Not a new story. Again, it's a story, you're right, we've covered over the years. The question is, how is it still a story? How is it still that they're trying to promote a pill for people who don't exercise? Is the answer to that question in my question? Super Don, how are we figuring this thing out? They're still trying.
Well, in my opinion, this is like, you see stories come out every once in a while where they're trying to to predict what the next blockbuster drug is going to be, right? You know, the blockbuster drugs are the ones that, you know, they're like the golden ring, right?
They're the lifestyle drugs. They're the drugs that you get to put a person on and you keep them on forever, for life.
Sure.
Until they're dead.
So, yeah, we already have drugs out there that will accommodate people who don't want to eat good, mm-hmm. right?
Well,
eat well. Oh, stop. So.
Thanks,
excuse me, Mr. Grammar Nazi.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes. So, yeah. So what would be the next, the next thing to, mm-hmm. If we've got people that are not eating well,
yeah.
What about the people who don't exercise, right? We need to figure out a way to accommodate that. And so for years now, they've been trying to come up with the exercise pill, right? You know, it's the one where you can sit, mm-hmm. and watch TV and don't have to get up and you just take a pill and it mm-hmm. gives you all the benefits of exercise without having to exercise. Now, you may have seen something like this. Or something that has maybe come close to this on one of those late night infomercials, where they've got this great thing, and order now, and there's only 3 minutes to call if you want to get the free gift and all that.
Nuclear metabolizer.
These are not patented pharmaceuticals, and I think what they're doing is eventually they're going to come across some formulation that they've put together that they're going to be able to patent and they're going to be able to put out there as something that's not necessarily for just people who don't want to exercise, but as you alluded to in the beginning, people that they say can't exercise.
Right.
But what's going to happen, and this is my prediction, they're going to come out with this pill, and they're going to target it to people who are just whatever, they can't.
Yes.
But then
off-label,
it's going
off-label
to...
Off-label coming.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be something that you are going to see drug commercials for, and people are going to be rushing to their doctor because they want to be able to exercise by taking a pill.
Don't tell me that Super Don's lying here, because he's not. He's truthing. Because what do you think Viagra is, right? We're bringing out this drug only for the most severe, the men who really just can't, you know what, right? And of course, it's the recreational drug of choice now. So they got it. We got the drug for people who can't exercise, and hey, you just don't want to exercise? Come see me. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I will give you a prescription for this pill. Of course, caffeine could be argued to do that because it makes your heart race. It's sort of like exercise, isn't it? I mean, not a big stretch, is it?
Well, if that's true, I run a marathon every day.
That's what I'm saying. People are already doing that pill. All right, folks, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger, my good buddy, after the break. Why would we do that? But it's because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.